It's Just Enough Sports.
Brought to you by Coors Light. Responsibility and ice cold Coors Light should always go hand in hand. Take the pledge to get home safely at CoorsLightResponsibility.com. Cubs, they break the curse. They won the World Series first time in 108 years. And afterwards, the post-game interviews, I'm pretty sure that nothing truly meaningful has ever been said by someone who just won a championship and something, because they just simply don't have any perspective.
I mean, they're
on
in shock,
yet.
Right? Yeah. Too.
It is, you know, most likely the greatest moment of their lives up until that point, and they just can't find the words. Anthony Rizzo of the Chicago Cubs.
I don't know, but it happened. It happened. Chicago, it happened. We did it. We're world champions, Ken. And that's it. We're world champions. I can't believe it.
And it's kind of like, you know, player after player will say something. I don't know what to say. I'm just so happy right now. And
right.
Okay. Not one of has ever said, you know, I relate it to, can you, if you imagine a sunset that never actually sets, a permanent sunset, that's how I feel. Or, you know what? I was thinking about it and there's a poem from Yeats that really describes how I'm feeling right now. I'd like to read it to you right now. It goes like this. You never hear that. You could maybe hear it 3 or 4 or 5 or 2 months later because that's when they finally get some perspective on it. Mm-hmm. But it's just a waste of time interviewing them directly as soon as the final out happens.
I guess it is. Somebody's got to change that and just kind of come up with their like speech, a very eloquent one.
I did like that guy Rizzo, though. He was one of kind of like the feel-good players of the games. He was playing like, as some dudes I went to college would say, he's just like a big kid out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he wants to do. He just wants to play ball and win, man. Just like a big kid out there. That guy Rizzo. Love that guy. What a great guy. So congratulations to the Cubs. I have a feeling that over the next couple years, the love for the Cubs is going to go down because they really do have a good team. It's quite possible that they could repeat, and so it no longer, like, can't believe it, they finally won. It's now
they're
like,
no longer the underdog,
those
right?
Stupid Cubs, will they ever lose a game? Mm-hmm. Come on. Where's the parody back in baseball? Congratulations to We Win.
What?
Yep.
His name is Win?
We Win. Well, all right, give me a ruling
Why
on...
Why did he win?
You're the speech therapist in the room. Give me a correct pronunciation on QUI.
Well, that's Chinese. I don't know.
Vietnamese,
or
I
Vietnamese,
believe.
Or Vietnamese, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that
believe
is Win, N-G-U-Y-E-N.
Okay.
I think it's Key Win, yeah.
Key Win.
Key Win.
Key Win. Key and Win spelled N-G-N-G-I-E-N.
Yeah, right, that's Win.
Winning $8 million at the World Series of Poker. He's a former nail salon owner and failed professional baccarat player. Wow, is that a feel-good story or what?
Holy crap.
He's got a crazy resume.
Key, how do you feel now that you've just won the World Series of Poker?
I feel so good. I'm going to go buy for a more hair salon and nail salon too.
I was looking for, imagine a sunset that never actually set.
There's a poem from Yeats that describes how I feel.
Thank you, finally.
Oh.
Key Win with a key win.
I want to run away right now.
Yeah, no. Look, don't approach it just like the mating tortoise.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel now that you've won the World Series? Okay, great. Thanks. Thursday night football tonight, the Tampa Bay Bucks will host the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are favored by 3. I feel like that they should be favored by 2 touchdowns. I think they're going to crush tonight. But if you got a Falcon, you're playing them in your fantasy league tonight for sure.